Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes everybody out there doing whatever you're doing to contribute to the great country, the United States of America. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social, Donald Trump's social website. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram as Captain's America. Captain, put an S in the middle, add the word America to it. All one word, Captain's America, lowercase. Now, we have a website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, check it out. And on that page, you will see a link for Denise Simon and her founderscode.com page and all the great articles that she writes over there. So there you go, and good morning to you, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's, let's see, what is it right now? It's 67 degrees, clear skies, not too bad. I mean, it's not cold or anything like that. It just really feels comfortable after having all those warm mornings we had.
Beautiful morning.
Yeah. Now, it seems that President Joe Biden may have found some religion here by pardoning, and this is amazing as to what he did. He wants to overhaul the U.S. policy on marijuana. So he pardoned thousands of people charged with federal offenses for simple marijuana possession and initiated a review of how the drug is supposed to be classified. Now, this is amazing because some of these guys were dealers that pled down to a lower charge. So the charge that was against them was sale and possession or whatever, right?
There were 6,800 of them.
Jeez.
This is a campaign promise. And every one of them took a plea deal because simple possession, the federal government wouldn't bother with it.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much every one of them pled down. Pled down from what is the next question. And we don't know the volume or the details. I mean, is it in possession of a ton, five tons, of what kind of marijuana, intent to distribute? They were distributors. So we don't know those details, but he's also in all of this put a announcement out to all the governors across the country to do the same thing.
Mm.
Governor Abbott has said he isn't doing it.
Nope, and I don't believe DeSantis will either.
So I think that. We have to know more, but they purposely didn't tell us more. But this is certainly buying votes.
Yes. So isn't the attempt to take 10 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and dump it out there and get it into some of the blue states and try to force the price down, which I don't think is going to work. And if it does, it won't work for very long because it hasn't worked so far, because our highest gas prices just happen to be in the Democratic-controlled blue states.
Well, first of all, it's not getting dumped into necessarily blue states. What it does is it puts more oil on the market.
They put it up for sale, right?
It relieves some of the pressure of higher prices when oil goes to auction. All oil goes to auction. So that's all he's doing is trying to flood the market with barrels of oil to reduce the price. And
it didn't work the last time, so what makes us think it's going to work this time?
It's a tactic. It's a tactic going into the midterm.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Well, I do know that I did see the price on gas pumps where I was at yesterday go up 20 cents a gallon from when I came back out of my lunch and went right back by one of the stations that was right there, not very far away. The price was up 20 cents higher than it was when I went in.
I can't speak to that because I didn't go out. I didn't leave the house yesterday. I was too busy trying to still put things back from the hurricane. So,
are you chasing things all over the hilltop?
Well, it wasn't so much that as just that I hardened the house. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm still putting some furniture back and still, you know, cleaning up some debris and, you know, all those kinds of things. So I never left the house.
We found out again yesterday that George Soros and his Open Society Foundations have been donating a bunch of money, millions of dollars, to some left-wing immigration groups to try to bring the immigration folks, the illegals, in and get them entwined in society. Apparently a lot of that's going on, again, in the blue states, especially in the Northeast.
Well, it isn't just George Soros, because the Biden administration itself is pouring out millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars doing the very same thing.
Yep.
Who's approving that money is what I'd like to know.
Yeah, me too. All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Kyle Warren. Appreciate that. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for going on 85 years. And don't forget, they are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers and growing. Now, item number two. You can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and get a rate quote on the car you're driving or the truck that you're driving. Have a motorcycle? Got an ATV, a boat, or an RV? You'd be more than happy to insure that, too. And don't forget, when you save money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance along with your car. That's when you save money. So check them out online. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line, and we have got our friend Aaron up there in Colorado, and good morning.
Oh, yeah, Cap, Denise. Well, we have our old broken down, bigot, racist, senile, old piece of ass of a so-called president talking about nuclear Armageddon. So, Denise, please give me your humble opinion about so-called nuclear Armageddon coming to planet Earth by old, broken-down, dark side, dumb donkey of a so-called president. Cap, Denise, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much. Okay, that was a great expression. Go ahead.
You know, this one's a little unnerving here, to be honest with you, because Zelensky has actually called on NATO to launch preemptive strikes. Now, what that really means, I don't know. Preemptive strikes to Is cyber preemptive strikes to locations in Belarus or at sea or what? I don't know. But it's also important to understand that last night Biden himself was at a fundraiser in New York, and he said in that fundraiser last night that nuclear Armageddon is at the highest since the 60s and the Cuban Missile Crisis.
1963, yep.
So there's something between Zelensky and Biden, and I would argue other world leaders, they know something more than we're necessarily being told. And what that is, I don't know. I do know that there are all these back channels between the United States and the Kremlin have gone on to warn Putin not to even go there with nuclear weapons. But something is getting missed in the message here. And if you've ever watched any of the documentaries on JFK, John Kennedy, during those 5 or 6 days, I forget how long it was, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, he was on it with people day in and day out for those 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he never left it. I mean, he was making all kinds of really fascinating decisions leading up to trying to terminate this thing. Imagine Biden being in that same position. Mm-hmm. It scares the daylights out of me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something else. There's something more than we know. And I don't know if it's that Putin has placed certain kinds of assets in places. I don't know if this there's a threat to some kind of a assets in space, undersea, under the water, or what. I don't know. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is for Biden to be in a friendly room last night with his Democratic donors,
mm-hmm.
and to make that admission,
mm-hmm.
I think we ought to. It raises an eyebrow for me.
All right, let me go to somebody who I'm sure has an opinion about this. It's our friend Elliot in Wesley Chapel. So, Elliot, what do you think?
Well, I tell you, there's a lot going on, Captain. You know, good morning to you and Denise this morning. You know, I would like to talk briefly about a subject matter that no conservative currently is speaking on, and that is Tom Holman and Mike Pence. America, I would support Tom as the next border and drug czar. That's right, Tom Holman. His pay should be $400,000 a year. Tom Holman would get after them and use all of his resources to mm-hmm. stop it. And hiring it, under control. Now, as a religious man, Mike Pence could be the next one who could restore order back to America, the threat to our Judeo-Christian values. His salary, $300,000 a year. Pence will put measures in place to block the Antichrist from damaging our Christian centers, help America restore herself back to the founding principles. Tom Holman, border and drug czar. Mike Pence, religious czar. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
Well, there's an idea, Denise.
Interestingly enough, Tom Holman's been on my radio show a couple of times, and I did a half-an-hour interview, interestingly enough, yesterday with a very, very good friend of mine, Derek Maltz, who is a former special agent with the DEA, and he and Tom, I introduced them to each other a couple of years ago in Washington, D.C. And the DEA, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is working diligently to stop what is happening at that southern border with fentanyl and the other synthetic opioids, some of which are actually more lethal than fentanyl.
Yeah.
But the White House is not listening to anything. They don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean it, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked my buddy yesterday in the radio interview, Derek Maltz to see if he couldn't find out with Tom Homan how we know that we lose a little over 100,000 Americans every year to fentanyl poisoning.
Right.
Not an overdose. It's a poisoning.
Yep.
I want to know how many people in Mexico are dying, because this fentanyl is so lethal that just touching it can be deadly. And we've had law enforcement here in the United States that have had to actually be administered Narcan in order to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, what is happening in Mexico? We need to find that out. And when is the last time that Biden has had a discussion of any sort with Obrador? Is the FBI on that southern border?
Mm-hmm.
We never hear anything about the FBI being on that southern border. So there's a lot of questions that need to be asked. As far as the religious czar, you know, Elliot makes an excellent point here, because I believe that if you look at how nasty and militant people are getting, they are so disconnected from any kind of, any part of the Ten Commandments,
mm-hmm.
that we absolutely need that. They have done a survey several times, and those that believe in any part of religion has dropped, I think, down to below 40% across the United States. We're in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not out here to sell anybody religion. I'm trying to sell them decency. And whether you like Mike Pence or not, we have reasons to be angry with him, and we have reasons to give him high praise. But I will tell you, when it comes down to the fundamentals, the brass tacks, he's a decent man.
Yep, and he's been that for years and years and years. Mm-hmm.
Forever. And yep. I think we need some kind of decency back in the United States. You know, if you just look what's going on with the report that just came out about crime across the United States,
mm-hmm.
I think that was it was released yesterday or day before.
Mm-hmm.
What's fascinating is that New York and Los Angeles were not included in those numbers.
That's right. Which would have changed them dramatically. Okay, hold that thought. Got to take a break, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. We'll be talking to her on the weekend edition. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. With retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
USA Radio News.
A police officer who was hired by the Uvalde School District despite being under investigation for her conduct during the school massacre while with the Texas Department of Public Safety has now been fired. The school district stated in a letter that Crimson Elizondo had been fired effective immediately. The decision to hire Elizondo drew outrage from parents of victims of the May 24th school shooting that killed 21 people, including 19 elementary school students. Kimberly Rubio, a mother of a Robb Elementary shooting victim.
I think UCISD did the right thing in terminating Officer Elizondo, but that doesn't take away from the fact that they hired her to begin with. I expect them to be vetting these officers to make sure that the right people are tasked with protecting our students.
This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, sir, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo on yesterday, had a lot of questions answered via the Internet, and some people called him up after he got back into his office yesterday, and that's great. And you can call him up, too. We'll give you the numbers right after they tell you about themselves.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy is the sponsor of this segment. And the National Aviation Academy is very well versed in our veterans, helping our veterans coming out of the military and finding new employment as an aviation maintenance technician, a very high in demand, high paying job. Now, if you haven't gone to their website already, go to the website NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check it out. And you'll notice that they have two campuses. They have one in Clearwater, Florida, and they have one in Concord, Massachusetts. Now, the one in Concord, Massachusetts is located just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you'll see what it is they do. You'll see the curriculum. You'll see how long it takes. You get an idea of what the campuses look like, at least in terms of pictures. But it doesn't do it justice until you actually call them up and ask to take the tour at one or both of their campuses. And if it were me and I was looking to go and become an aviation maintenance tech, I'd take a look at both of their campuses. So the phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. One more time, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus. Now, we have a lot of folks that either didn't re-up in the military or they decided not to sign up to begin with that are wondering what they can do that may or may not be military related when it comes to work and employment. And again, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a great way to go because the Army yesterday, after only reaching 75% of their recruiting goal in fiscal 2022, the Army ended the period with a nearly 20,000 empty seat list. So I'm submitting to you, those of you that don't want to join the military, and maybe you've thought about it, that if you want to do something that is military related, work on the big aircraft, private, and in some cases even military, because they have military contractors that work on those aircraft, that you check out the National Aviation Academy. Now, once again, yesterday, North Korea decided to launch a couple of ballistic missiles towards the sea. They did this as the United States aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan returned to waters just east of South Korea. Not a smart idea. By the way, the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford has departed Norfolk, Virginia, to conduct its inaugural deployment in the Atlantic Ocean. So if you see a big old carrier sailing by while you're out there, it's a Gerald R. Ford. And, of course, the Army released its new plan describing how it intends to combat climate change, build around trying to survive increasingly extreme weather while limiting the service's contribution to the problem. Now, you probably don't know this, but a lot of research has been going into some different things out there by the military. The Department of the Air Force says it needs to adopt more fuel-efficient aircraft designs. They need to reduce their carbon footprint and energy consumption and modernize its infrastructure and facilities to withstand extreme weather under its new plan to address climate change. Well, here we go again, right? And the United States Air Force in South Korea plans on dropping more JDAMs in the Allied response to North Korea's missile tests. I guess they want to show them what that'll do. In addition, Russia used Iranian-made drones to strike a military base deep inside the Ukraine. The attack about 50 miles south of Kiev highlights the risk facing Ukraine, whose forces are advancing in the south and the east, and Russia was trying to throw them off the game. Well, needless to say, that's not going to work. And, oh, by the way, they also did fire some missiles yesterday at an apartment complex, destroying it, killing a number of civilians, and wounding more. So, how we're going to deal with Russia when they do this, I don't know, but we have to do something. We have to do something. We can't just sit idly by and let them just fire a bunch of missiles into civilian territory That is, by the way, a war crime. So if they can ever latch on to who it is that did that, guess what? They can press charges against him and do all of that, bring him before the tribunal. All right, let me see here. I'm going to go to the phone line. We've had someone patiently waiting, so I'm going to bring them on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, sir. Is that Eric in East Tennessee?
Oh, no.
Hey,
what's up?
Hey, yeah, you're talking with Miss Denise a little while ago. That's what sparked my initial call a little while ago. And she was talking about the stuff going on in the background regarding the president, you know, talking about the preparations for a nuclear war,
yep.
Nuclear survival,
yep.
Survivability, et cetera. Here's the situation. You know, and as well as I know, and I'm sure other people know, that special operations does not just mean what you see on TV with Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, beating down doors, free falling in, kicking, you know, breaching this, that, and the other. That is a part of the special operations.
Yep.
Special operations also includes airborne infantry, air assault. Anybody slides out of a helicopter down a fast trip, that's considered a
yep.
special operation. Or
mm-hmm.
And then each out of those, they can have special missions. Or an infantry unit can be designated as having a special mission or a conducting its own micro special operation.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the definition. And okay, there are airborne troops, 82nd Airborne, in Poland. There are other units, obviously Tier 1 assets, operating in and around Ukraine proper. And I would presume other satellite, territories. I'll just leave it like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Providing reconnaissance and surveillance, et cetera. Now, with that, and there's other, you know, there's other aspects to that. With that being known, it has come to light that President Biden modified a presidential covert action finding
yep.
from the Obama administration that dealt with maligning influences in, you know, interest areas of interest of U.S. national security.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that said, and I've mentioned this, I've questioned this in the chat room with you, I've even talked, how many U.S. combat troops are currently operating in theater as part of fill-in-the-blank special operations?
We'll never know.
That means we will never know. And
yeah.
I think that goes to other, and Ms. Denise was talking about other things.
Now, do I believe they're operating? You bet I do.
But you're right. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making it look like they, the powers that be, to include the CIA,
mm-hmm.
they've actually increased the game plan, if you will. And in my opinion, they've had this story that's come out, they've actually allowed the uncovering of these covert operations. Say, look, you know, we've been doing it all along, and, okay, that's to cover the CIA, because human intelligence, you got electronic surveillance, this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the other. The Russian Federation, they're no strangers to counterintelligence or surveillance activities, this, that, and the other. You know, radio reconnaissance, et cetera, used to be called back in the old days. So here's the thing. There are things, in my opinion, there are things going on in the background.
All right, you got 10 seconds because here comes the music.
Roger that. I think it's an important thing people need to look into because this modification that occurred with this PCAF does not align with current JSOC Tier 1 asset activities.
Okay,
thanks, take care of my call.
All right,
fine.
Thanks. Yep, and I don't disagree with anything that Eric said. And can I prove it? No. Do I feel it in my bones? Yep. Does anybody else that has any idea feel the same way? Oh, yeah. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, my friend Chris Markowski, and I have no idea where he's at, but we're going to go on because we trudge forward. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Acura Dealership right here in Tampa, North Tampa on North Florida Avenue, located right beside the Moss Nissan dealership. Now, I'll tell you something. One of the reasons they get the customers they do from all around the country is pretty simple. The first reason is the You Serve, You Save program, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and church pastors too, get a tremendous deal offered them on their new or their certified pre-owned vehicle. Now, as if that's not good enough, how about this one? Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Try beating that anywhere with the first one that I told you. You're not going to do it. Plus, their prices are extremely competitive, and you will get the car of your choice, the car of your dreams, whatever you want. I'm sure they can find it for you if they don't have it. Acura, of course, is a high-end vehicle. The certified Acuras are just about as good as the new ones because they're taken care of quite nicely. So, there you go. But Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com is the website. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what they have to offer. Okay, today is an interesting day. because Wall Street is expecting to release the job report, if you will, that 250,000 workers were added to the non-farm payrolls this month. That would be down from 315,000 in August, and private payrolls are expected to rise by about 280,000 workers, while public sector employment is expected to show a seasonably adjusted decline. Meanwhile, it's expected that the unemployment rate may tick up a little bit, perhaps to 3.7% from the 3.5% that it was in August and the 3.6% that it was in July. Now, earnings, always something people look at. A key measure in our age of rampant inflation. They're expected to rise about 0.3% compared with July, the same price of gains in the prior month. Now, that's expected to be good for a 5.1% year over gain over the 0.1% below the annual gain recorded back in August. So we'll see what happens. The cost of living, the COLA, as they call it, for the military and for Social Security will be coming out as well next month. You'll know what that's going to be. I've heard all kinds of numbers, but I'm not going to mention anything until I actually see it in print and it's actually been certified, because it has to be approved by the Congress, of course, and they haven't done it yet. Now, it's possible that the numbers that they think they're going to put out there could fall short of expectations. If so, this would likely be taken as a sign that the Fed's efforts are working already to cool off the labor market. Now, that would be a positive for stocks, as it suggests a potentially lower terminal rate and an earlier end to the hikes for next year. Is that possible? Sure. Is it probable? No. Do we know what's going to happen? Uh-uh. Now let's take a look at something here that's really going to come back to bite Joe Biden in the butt. And it says OPEC humiliation. The Wall Street Journal put out an editorial that correctly describes this as a diplomatic humiliation for the Biden White House. What happened with OPEC? The Biden administration is understandably outraged at being humiliated, particularly after the president repudiated his pledge to treat the Saudis as pariahs by flying to the kingdom for a fist bump summit. But the OPEC members have had a very clear, fair case to make that they are responding rationally to the policy of our Federal Reserve. Now, the Fed has been attempting to slow down the U.S. economy to combat inflation. This will almost certainly lower demand for oil relative to where it would have been. So why should OPEC Plus continue to supply as much in the face of falling demand? Now, as we pointed out yesterday, it's extremely hypocritical for the Biden administration to complain about other countries not producing enough petroleum. Of course, a new study by Stephen Moore and Casey Mulligan highlights just that. It indicates that the U.S. would be producing between 2 and 3 million more barrels of oil a day if Biden had only concentrated and continued the Trump administration's policies to begin with. It's estimated we're down 3.5 million barrels a day, starting to come back slowly. That could change at any time. But one thing is for sure, we can't produce less oil, refine less, and expect our prices to come down anytime soon. You heard me mention the word flood the market. That's what we need to do. Exactly what Donald Trump did before, flood the market. And if we do that, and we do it successfully, the prices will come down and they'll stay down. Because that's what they did for, what, two and a half years under Donald Trump, maybe a little bit longer. That's exactly what they did. And we can do it again. We were energy self-sufficient. No one can deny it. And if anyone's denying it, then I don't know what planet you've been living on, but it's not the one I've been on. And we had gasoline that was out here for less than $2 a gallon. Anybody remember that other than me just in the last 3 to 4 years? Anybody remember that? We can do all that again. And just think, what would you do if gasoline went to, say, $2.25 a gallon from where it was today? What would you do with the extra money that you're just throwing in your gas tank? What would you do? What would you buy? What would you save for? Where would you go? What type of vacation would you take? Certainly, there'd be a lot of things going on, wouldn't there? Certainly. So, keep in mind that we're all in this together, and we can do this. And the way we can do it is in 30 days or thereabouts, the midterm elections, electing people that will do exactly that, get this country back on track. We don't need anybody that's been part of the problem to begin with. People that have voted inflationary policies in. We do not need that. Just like Wyoming, Montana, do they need electric cars up there? Hell no. Do they have enough of a grid up there for all the electric cars if they were to turn around and get them? Nope, they don't. You been to Montana lately? You been to northern Idaho lately? Have you been to Wyoming lately? It's not the East Coast. It's not California. And it's not Chicago. So for the people up there that sit around with their pencils in their hand and their computers and go, oh, well, all we need is this and this and this, and we can have this and, oh, yes, and we can have, and it'll cost, not in cowboy country. Not in cowboy country. It's not going to happen. And even in the blue cities and the blue states where you people are being hosed by the Democrats, when are you going to learn? When are you going to learn? It's not the Republicans doing this to you. It's your Democrats. Your Democratic socialists. Your progressives. You're communists, because that's what they are. Look at the policies. Look what they stand for. Look what they're talking. And Frank Silvato, when he comes back, he and I are going to get into a real candid conversation about all this stuff, and you are going to love what you're going to hear. We have a way of doing this, and he and I are going to get down on it, as they say. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.